I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I've been spending a lot of time thinking about what it means to be a good citizen, what it means to be, well, I guess at the end of the day, what it means to be the best possible version of me. And part of that means certainly being a good citizen, being a good neighbor, being a good member of my community, and all the things that go along with that. And it's all because I want to be at a place and live in a world that is high trust, that I can trust that when I get my car on the road and I've got my kids in the back, that people aren't going to drive crazy, that we can go to the park and we're not going to be in danger, that we can whatever, that I can operate in the world and go about my business and not have to worry that the other people that I'm around, that I live around and with, are going to be harmful to me, are going to be working in a way or doing things that are going to damage my ability to live my life and to raise a family and to have a career and to do all these things. So that's really important. But why not project that out a little further and think about what it really means to be a good ancestor? Because as the saying goes, we're all standing on the shoulders of giants. We are benefiting greatly from the work of all the people that came before us. And what and the way that many of us behave is the opposite of that. Instead of being grateful, so many of us are resentful. So many of us are guilty. So many of us are ashamed. And that's all misplaced, because all I can do is be just in my own time. All I can do is do the best that I can in the world that I live in. And that's what I'm talking about. But appreciating the fact that, God willing, it's not going to end with me. God willing, my kids will have the ability to have families of their own, and I'll have grandchildren, and those grandchildren will have the ability to get married and to start families. You get the idea. So the whole enterprise continues on and actually gets better than the way that you found it. I don't know if you're ever in the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts or whatever, but one of the key ideas is that you leave the place at least the same as you found it. And ideally, you can improve. You can build, but it sure does feel right now like we are at a time where that's not taking place, where there are generations of people, be it the oldest generation among us, be it the youngest generation among us, that it doesn't seem like that is the trajectory and the final analysis that that's actually going to be how it's going to be. For lack of a better term, it's not going to be how it's going to be. There's so many people who every day make your life possible and make my life possible. And these people don't know us. They don't know anything about me. They certainly don't know my name. Some farmer grew the food that I ate this morning. They didn't know that I was going to be doing that. I was driving on the roads this morning, and there was a bridge that I went over, and the guy or the gal, the engineer who designed that bridge that I drove across, never didn't know that I was going to be the person that did it. The teacher who taught, the person who taught my kids at school yesterday, they never met me. The builder who laid the bricks of that school that my kids went to, that I went to, the electrician who put the lights in my house, the workers who poured the concrete of the infrastructure and all the roads, they didn't know me. But my life is without question supported by everything that these people did every single day. And if you stop and you think about it long enough, you begin to realize something, that most of the good things in your life came from people that you will never meet because they're no longer with us, or just because there's so many of them. And so if we're benefiting from the work of people that never knew us, then who exactly are we working for? Because modern culture encourages us to think in very, 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 very short time horizons. Win today, get the deal, close the sale, score the touchdown, beat the other gal. And that's okay. Winning is important. Competition matters, and so does working hard. But if you want to look at this from a sports perspective, the real scoreboard in life is not measured in days or even years. It is measured in generations. I love the proverb that says that a society becomes great and wonderful when people plant trees whose shade they will never sit in. And this is not the truth, because if we are now a people who can't see past the bridge of our nose, then we're not going to plant trees because it's not benefiting us. But we need to be that bridge builder. I'm not building it for me. I'm building it for my kids and for your kids. Plant a tree you're never going to sit under. It requires real profound character. It's the ability to look beyond the immediate reward. It's accepting that the benefit of the work that I am doing is going to benefit somebody else, not me. Somebody who's not even been born yet. And this is everywhere.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Going back to the bridge builder. An old traveler crosses a dangerous river, and when he gets to the other side, he turns around and begins building that bridge. A young man comes by and asks him why he's doing that. Says, "You're done. You already crossed the bridge safely." Traveler says, "Yes, but after me, somebody younger is going to come. And this bridge is building. I'm building this for that person. I'm building this bridge for that person." And that's virtue. Virtue. Virtue is not just behaving well in the moment. It's taking responsibility for the future as well. Because every generation inherits a world that it didn't create. The roads that you're driving on, the freedoms that you enjoy, the institutions that help to organize our lives, somebody else built those things. Someone else put their blood, sweat, and tears and sacrificed for those things and invested. Somebody else planted their trees, these trees, and we get to sit in the shade. So, question is, are you going to plant trees? Are you going to plant new trees, or are you just going to sit in the shade and enjoy the work while everything sort of crumbles around you? Will we build new bridges, or are you just going to cross them? Very easy to live as a consumer in the world. Maybe that's what we are. We're just consumers. We've just become blobs that drive around in our electric scooters, has food delivered to our houses. We take what previous generations built and just consume it. We enjoy it. Obviously, it takes somebody different, something different, to become a builder and not just a consumer, not obviously a wrecker. As for as many consumers that are out there, there's a whole class of people who just want to trash everything, want to burn everything to the ground, want to destroy, and want to critique everything. It takes a lot of strength to become somebody who contributes more than they consume, somebody who strengthens their family and their communities, and somebody who actually strengthens, has the ability to strengthen the institutions that make this enterprise of modern living possible. It's not because they're going to get a standing ovation, not because they'll even see the final result, because it's the right thing to do to keep things moving. The Stoics believed that virtue was the highest good. Not wealth, not fame, not power, but virtue. The ability to do what's right, even when the reward is far in the future, or maybe you don't, you're never going to realize it, or it's not even clear what it is. That's virtue. Most every religious tradition echoes the same idea. There's this question appears across scripture that's echoed across centuries. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Put another way, what good is winning the moment if you destroy the future? And this is where we must have a deeply personal conversation about it, because being a good ancestor isn't some kind of abstract idea. It's not some pie in the sky thing. It's just everyday decisions. How you decide to raise your kids, how you conduct yourself professionally, whether you keep your word or not, whether you are making your community and your neighborhood, your town better, the parks, whether you're taking care of your body, whether you're contributing something that is of value or useful to the world. Those little choices compound and echo across time. It's like the seeds of a tree. The wild thing about trees is that the person who plants them rarely will ever see them at their full height, but somebody will. Somebody will walk under those branches. Kids will climb them. Somebody's going to enjoy that shade, and they'll probably never know the name of the person who planted it. Which brings us all the way back. Most of the people who make your life today possible never knew you, yet the work that they did is of great benefit to you every single day. So I ask you this, what do you want from the world? But maybe the better question is, what's the world going to get from you? Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. We've heard this before. The greatest measure of a life may not be what is achieved, it might be what you leave behind. And that's the responsibility of every generation, to plant trees, to build bridges, to strengthen the ground beneath you so that the people who come after you have fertile soil to plant and to build lives in. We have to live in a way that the future is going to be grateful to us. Which makes sense. Doesn't mean it's easy. We have to be good ancestors. And what does that really mean? Well, we have to do our part by doing our best.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.